So concerning the the basic Tathagata Garba, Rinpoche said that you can put in the manner when we debate in the argument arguments to you can make an you can express it in a statement which is by nature an argument. Saying that we can say that the given the basic the fundamental nature of the fundamental nature the Buddha nature which is luminosity which pervades all the beings.
You see, Same the nailog de hinging bote, no mon batan, keeps the drip, tremata da tan. Tarbet yin yete, then a chugger. Chukatan, Sancho Pes. De tremata da tan tarbet say, Sancho de, Sancho de, Chuko yang. Tan chukate la ran yin namda ki chukatan, lobo to drive chugini yere. Rangi namda ki chukate, same the nail of yerek yer me pate, more the tama me pachani rangi nanda ki chukare, yina yon lower to draji chukunara. Lower the tamat kanga, no lower the tama, no more but than he the draba, paka than care for tan tarbetse, tapasar the toyaji loate, and he tapasar the top of the lower to draji tapas. Tino chukun tapto vate. Rangin namda tan lower tedra de tapa hidden.
And Rinpoche says generally what we call the Dhammakaya has two aspects. Dhammakaya which is pure by nature. Which is absolutely stainless by nature or pure by nature, and the Dhammakaya, which is free from the stains, which is free from the incidental stains. So this, Rinpoche says, refers to the first one. Refers to the very fundamental nature of the being, which is the true nature of the mind, which by nature it is a pure. Yes, although the true nature, the very fundamental nature of the mind of the being, which is called Tathagata Garbha, is by nature, primordially, it is pure, free from the stains. However, they are not free from the incidental stains. So when this true nature of the mind becomes completely pure, completely free from these incidental stains, you have to add this word, you have to stress on this word incidental or the, yeah. When it becomes free from stains of which are incidental, so then it is called the Dhammakaya. So that means that Dhammakaya has two aspects. Dhammakaya is a general term that we realize when we achieve the Buddhahood. the Dhammakaya that we have realized has two aspects. It knows that Dhammakaya that we realize when we achieve Buddhahood is endowed with two purities. He says the primordial purity and the purity from the incidental stains.
Donc ces deux leyers, ces deux rangis, nanda que ces deux, lower de raji ces mare, lower de tamad deux nima de jambore ces mare, deux nima kanga jang sabete ne rangis nanda que ces tan lower de raji ces nika res.
Par exemple, lorsque l'on...
It is Vajrayana, all the beings are said to be Buddha. So here we should, says we should understand that it refers to all the beings are Buddha, means that it refers to that all the beings are endowed with the primordial, the Buddha which is primordial, the pure. It refers to that. It doesn't mean that their beings are completely free from the incidental stains, but it refers to the primordial purity. Using the same pattern or the same pattern, you know, of the state of the of the phrase, you know, of the sentences, to saying that, all the ice, the whole, the iceberg, is water. However, it is frozen. Frozen, yes. It is frozen by the cold temperature.
Dorje tebe lola chepar do thakpa ramjang. Dorje tebe thar do kitawa do thakpa ramjang re. Thakpa ramjang thela yang rangyin namda ke thakpa ramjang tan lower chetra je thakpa ramjang ni. Rangyin namda ke thakpa ramjang ne kar re sena dorje tebe lola khonde je chu tam ke sem je ne lo satong sa je chindu aranam da o che re satong sa je chindu tsar le songa re sem je ne lo satong sa je chindu yang ne de dong sa je chindu ngol le chama me pe chani tene ko wa te tene rang yin nam da ke ta pa ram ya re ngol rang yin nam da ke ta pa ram.
So Rinpoche says, according to Vajrayana, and the reason why all the phenomena, whether it's external or internal phenomena, why they are pure primordially, why they are pure by nature, why they are stainless, because Rinpoche says that according to Vajrayana, all the manifestations of the all the phenomena, everything that exists in the universe, are the manifestation or the spontaneous play of our mind. So our mind primordially very pure, again very pure, stainless. So that's the reason, and everything that exists is pure, which is called the Dhaparamjam, means the all pure or universal purity.
Kovande mor yin namda ka Dhaparamjam yina yam simchi namde madab namdo yere madab namdo te maze ji pardo tene lower tadra ji Dhaparamjam. Tambo, Nanjo Vachik, Kansa, Nanjo Vachik, the Jarna, Rank Simja Rangin, the Tene, Tanda Rangin, Nanda Katawa Ramjanre, Nanjo Vati, Dorjit, Tibanyamis, and Madab Namto Kanga Hikwang, 마다 분남도 탐제를 돌소나 근데 난저버티 디모라 난저버티 나올라 근데 단다 라인 남다케 타파람잔탄 로버트라지 타파람잔이가레스 에나나즈데 페데 만남타버지리 차야나 만남제 나와데 만남제 나와 칸데지 현아야 모 라인지 라인 남다케 타파람잔레스 마다코노 부카네노 레스 야 만남 모 마히베 파르도 테네 मलां मो माही बने कब सो लोगों ट्राजे तापा राम जी मारे तने नांजर पाता नांजर मनां जे मलां मो ही ने मलां मो ही के दौर जी थे पे तापा राम जी जे तोपा योनो तने मलां जे नावते तने रांगी नाम दा के तापा राम जी दा लोगों ट्राजे तापा राम जी दा वो यूं हुई थी पानी वो ना
A yogi, yogini, direct through the realization of the Bodhicitta and the realization of the Bhajiyanas. So when a yogi and yogini, and through the realization of the of this universal purity, which is the main principle view of Bhajiyana. And they recognize when they become aware of the dreams. So these two kinds of purities that he explained manifest to them.
You know, Sanjay Ji, Tipa Rinpa Mambo Somba Te Yana Ganza Ka Lo Chuk Dang Tu Yana Somba. Kongkoba Donga Du Somba Te Nang Chor Kunjok Denpa Te Yana Namdo Ka Denpa Rihenpa Yiyya Ka Wangji.
And for example, he said that in the first turning of the wheel of the Dharma,
Senem kolo tamala deki nimbo ta dorji tipe kaus ta kwaran de somba te nelo thar tu ban is tendra ve ba kiya te karchin bores
ainsi ces trois
formes de son de so garwa me ta to bores tendra ve ba so te me na garwa yu bores kaus kaus ko va dunga yi se kaus kaus to ban yi se kaus kaus ta kwaran de yi se garwa ta tu bores Ramba de repeat in a taper, candidates and a melam dona to law, make a tipper in a melam woman, hippocaps with Duma, Mene Donare, Melam Mohina, Melam Rangarangi, Tobanire, then a liberty and a melam de Rangin and Madame Tan Yomare, Tavaram Jare, Tendra Samutana, Drava, Melam Samutana, Hira Titina, taper is a repeat. Repeat, Nipang Kova Lichinja Mabachona, Tenem Kova Tonga Nidoko. Tenem Somba, Tenem Kova Takwa Ranjan, what it is. Mange Nanjur Pada, Nanjur Manam Janam Tala Yuri, Chebat the Malari Penanda de Kasuya, Tambu Songorta Sotanja, Matapu Sonda, Donaji Songjan. Tenem Pada Tonga Nidia Song to Somang, Songorta Somango. Jesus Tene, Deva, the Hiawata, Takwa Ranjan to Songorta Sujuris.
Song.
Tandre chukyu yendi sunje tsangyi ta, mende zhukyu yendi sunje tsangyi te, tandre chukyu yendi chukyu tsangyi, yendi nji lebu karsun yoris. Sanje ji yendi le jya chenpo son yoris, ten dor dono, tima tarbu chani tibu yendi tang, suyunam ji tso mende yendi nji lebu yoris. Jarvan zeki pa kawso tini tine tenba. Tene sanje rani san ge simbi ji so sinjin ji tong kare sin zikire se na bechor mi chen, bechor me pa lun ju tope go ne sinjin ji tong zoi so te ten tene ji le wakab so. Nami kun jo geba som jongwa se jute kare re se na kan le se jute teje te ye ni kan devar ki kwe ni bo san jo yuen ten tene ye te kun jo som jongwa jo tang. キーバタバレス。カンレコンジョゲバソンジョ。トゥンダンセパナムジヨルス、トゥンダンタトバゼパ、サンジェタトケタワギンドトバデ、サンジェジチュヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨヨ
Aujourd'hui, aujourd'hui, on va étudier comment le fait qu'ils sont inconcevables.
Number
다다 뉴몽 당등이 제가 값어 칸데기 뉴보데 산지 지주열의 마도 인지 산지 맞아봐도 땡겨 그거는 거기서 내가 값어 산지 맞아봐 칸지 등은 그게 도자 그래도 칸데기 뉴보 주땡 소수 제오다 때는 Niran Rajon Batam, Sanju Samba Pagua Nandi Jung, Sanji Machaba Yinde Mo Doni number Mo Doni number Taba Tremata Drava in Bakanji Rava Mo Doni Tremata Drava number Taba Yina Luvun Truva Tremata Demba Yang in Bate Tini Garavata the nonsense.
So, in, if you express this one in a way we express it, philosophical argument, so one can say that these Tathagata Garbha, the Tathagata Garbha, which is the element for the Buddha Hood, is inconceivable or it is difficult to be grasped by the ordinary beings, by the Shravakas, the Arahatas, and even Bodhisattvas, because the way it is primordially pure, the way it is primordially pure, and yet it is obscured by the incidental stains, can be understood or can be realized only by the Buddha. These, which two seems to be contradictory to the original being.
Tagba te trima sendi hi a ngobo la ma yukro wangdo se bare trima te loor ra rongka chani ya bare dina tene da tagba ta ngonda dendo te ngonda mga bare se.
So in reality we can say that if one wonders as really these two being purity and again obscured by the impurity, is it self-contradictory or not? If one question oneself. So in reality or in fact, they are not contradictory. Because when we say that it's pure, that refers to the primordial state of the mind, the nature, that the real nature of the mind, which has always been pure from the stains. And yet it is obscured by the incidental stains. Here incidental stain means the stains that incidental refers to removable, means that which is not the nature of the mind, or which is nothing to do with the mind, the true nature of the mind, which is just obscure from the outside, and that's removable, which can be removed, which can be eradicated. In that sense, it's called incidental stain.
Kony nyumon meida ser hidu tsik deyde sanchok sanji mechaba tena. Kuwaan hirabji sanji mechaba yinde ti jumtsin karara sana nga lor ji tlame kony nyumon ba chonze meba yin yin na siku mola tlame kima meba yin yin na lan gomba le si si jaman thada ki hindu nambar dhagwar yorwa yang yimbisayas. Ten dhor dhona Sanjo Chujin, same thing, the law and Shirab Sanji Mataba Yinder. Mo la Kema, Teme Yin, a good man, young Patan, Kema Tate, Sanjo Sabu Toba Yin, Toba Tini, the Ravata denounces.
So this also is put in the philosophical way of arguing. So one could say that this enlightenment, the given enlightenment, or the enlightenment taken as a subject matter, you can say the enlightenment is inconceivable for the ordinary being, because it because it is primordially pure. Primordially pure, free from all the stains, in the very beginning, formerly means in the beginning also. And then, not only in the pure from the beginning, but also it is not Malabu but Paola.
Mar Hila.
What's Hila?
Behini Hila Tema Mila. Behini Hila Tema Tani, you, Manumba Mila, Sancho Tubacas, Tema Sardo, Taco Tapati, but Tini.
Yes, because it's primordially pure, the true nature of the mind, which is primordially pure, already pure in the beginning. And then when enlightenment is achieved, again it is obtains or achieves another kind of purities, and which is free from the incidental stains. So these, since one side, in one hand, is already pure, and on the other hand, when enlightenment is achieved, it achieves the purity, the absolute purity. So these two seems to be again paradox or contradictory to the ordinary thing.
How is it? Same the Rangin de Hinian Bote, Rangin Yedam, Yin number Tapa, Temetan Kumanumba, Hiroba, Temetan Kumanumba, Yina, Sancho Tobetse, Tematate.
In Greek, we would say that the way it seems to be contradictory to the ordinary beings, if intellectually, why it is. It sounds to be contradictory to the ordinary being, because on the one side it says that the true nature of the mind, which is the seed of the Buddha, which is Tathagata Garbha, which is the nature of the Buddha, which is Buddha, it's already pure, completely pure, primordially and completely pure. Then on the other hand, when when Buddhahood is achieved, then it becomes completely free from all the incidental stains or incidental impurities. So in this way, when Buddhahood is achieved, then this true nature of the mind becomes endowed with the two kinds of purities. And this is the contradictory.
Sell Zambojina, sell Ranga Mora, and get a number of money. Ina, ya, to Massa, you are. Tender, tender, this. Et
de la même manière, Donc si on met cela sous forme d'argument logique,
Kipa kabzo kam, topa, sancho, toza topa.
ये ना ते दांदा ये ना ते यूं तीन रहे से सांजोग ते ये तो पर सांजोग मोंड चोरों दे ते ते दंडे वा ये ना रे पर तो पर से इसेर दे से तो पर से पाते ठने रे रंग तो पर मोंड चोरते ये ना ला ते ने ये ना के सांचोक ते तोपर से तब से बाते इंटरनेट है जो ये दिन तोते दूर से ये ना ला तेरे तोपर तो मोंड चोगे तब तो इंटरनेट है पहले ये सिज़े ते ने ये कोरेंट ते तांबो काम ये बात सांचो सुबह ये दिन ये बात इंटरनेट कोरेंट ते तब ये दो ने ये ते तांबो ते
आज से ताकवर सारे जोम नीली जी जोरेस समा सुबो ते तने दादा ताकवर से पे किनेस जो ता किन जो साउ ताव तां किन छो ता लो येरो बा देदा जो मोमा ते ताज ते खा देवर की गुनी गोरेस सांचो ये दिन तने सों ते तने ताकवर से पे किनेस येंदा ल ताकवर से पे किन तेल थोसो ने जी ना जेबर के बला तुमों के तेंबा दा सेदा सोसो के बनी ने बले तुमों के तेंबा ने ये तुमों द न्यांबो के बाते दोर्जु संकेशन
donc
सांचो ये ते तने के दे सोसो सोसो के बा
et maintenant la de
तोर्जु ने ये ने जिमा ये के पालन दौर तेंबा तुमों दौर तेंबा ती के से देते हैं तुमने देने ने के मो सोसो के पाले ने पा ने के सोसो मो के पाला ये कान तो पर सवा तो जात कर रहे सो ना तो जा कान देवर की गुमों को तो जा कान देवर की गुमों को इंबो चेतावा ये ने तो ते तो बन थर से बात कर रहे सो ना तो बन थर से बात कर रहे सो
สังจุเวทยีนะยีนติโตปะโตปะสังจุเตเตยีนะยีนติตังสังจุตุยีนะเสบันทะเนเตตะวะยีนติตะเดนบะโกนิสุนิเสบันทะเนติสินจิจะตุงเสจะทะเนเตทะเนตังเกนอเรตะซอมยีระวะเมเตโมเตตังโบสะเตเต ये रहा मैं ते मो ते तांबो से ते ये ना ने तांबो तो जा कांजे मो मो के बाले ये कांजे तो दौर तेंबा कांजे गोंदों जेबर के बा कांजे गोंदों रंगी जेबर के बा कां देवर की गनी बो दे मो लंजुआ ने बा मजोरियां से मो लंजुआ ने ना यां लोगों जे चमा जोंवा जोंवे चमा जोंवे चोरा
จะมาเปิกกันเต็มบ่คันเดวรคิกนิงโบอันนี้เต็มเปกุบะเคปากุบะเคปาตาเยสเตตาตัมโบคันเจโมคันเจโมคันเจตงดอเต็มบ่เนโซซังกอนทอเซรตาเตเจนเยเมเซตาเรซูเซนนะลิติกัน
ตาดสังเจนโกติงจิตติเตติเนคันเดวะริยูนโกโดรเตนโดรเตนวะติกันเดสเตนวะเรเซนาอันยุนเทนโซมังเตนเซโซมังจุจิโซมดิโกเนเนเซนเทนนาลาสังเจนโกยะกะเตนเตยาลิติงกันเกบะกาโซ
Chutin tembare, ketsun sabi ye. Dekhe nyembo yodam, nyedam, dekhe nyembo chabam,
Tadu Sandin Nimbotin, the Druzichu Sayan, the Lutin Kun, the Tate, the Tetons are yet. Tetons are yet to Tim Tabas. Tadu Sandin Nimbotin, the Druzichu Sayan, the Lutin Sentin Kun, Tadu Sandin Nimbotin, the Druzichu Sayan, the Lutin Sentin Kun, Tadu Sandin Nimbotin, the Druzichu Sayan, the Lutin Sentin Kun, Tadu Sandin Nimbotin, the Druzichu Sayan, the Lutin Sentin Kun, Tadu Sandin Nimbotin, the Druzichu Sayan, the Lutin Sentin Kun, Tadu Sandin Nimbotin, the Druzichu Sayan, the Lutin Sentin Kun, Tadu Sandin Nimbotin, the Druzichu Sayan, the Lutin Sentin Kun, Tadu Sandin Nimbotin, the Druzichu Sayan, the Lutin Sentin Kun, T
And when you say that the giving all the sentient beings are endowed with the Buddha nature, then the reason is clear. And in this context, you would say that according to Tibetan Buddhist philosophical point of view, when you put in the style of argument, so when you say the all the sentient beings, the all the beings is the subject matter of discussion, and that very subject matter of discussion is that being is the subject of being doubtful, the subject of being doubtful, what doubtful, whether they are pervaded by Buddha nature or not. So that's taken as a subject matter. So this is called the Chujin in Tibetan language, which means the subject matter of discussion, subject matter of argument. And then all endowed with the, we're given all the sentiments, are endowed with the Tathagata Dharma of Buddha nature. It's called the Dukja, it's called Dukjichu. Dukjichu. Dukjichu means that the thing that which is to be established, the thing which is to be accomplished, or the thing which is to be proved, or not proved, sorry, which is to be proved, yes, which is to be proved. So that's called Dukjichu. And together, both the subject matter and both the subject matter of discussions and that thing which is to be proved, together, in together they are called the Rukja, that thing which is to be established, the thing which is to be sorry, that's a little bit different. That is the all sentient beings to be endowed with it, with the nature. That is the thing to be
established or to be proved.
Then the next three lines, Dzogchen Kun Nitro Setan, is that the body of the perfect Buddha pervades everywhere, pervades everywhere, radiates everywhere, and there's no difference in the tathas, the creation and all the potentiality of the family. These three things are the means to
Dele tambo, pensei tambo de cona, de quem sentia na chutin, tado sangue de nimbo de ninte, zobo sangue de chute controle. Zobo sangue de chute co, zobo sangue de chute controle a chutin, de quem sentia tambo, Sanje, Tad Sanje, the Mimutin, the Dugal said, the Dusi Yan Daba Inde, Sursumba Jinji, the thing is. Very, very. That's all.
And the pervasiveness of the Buddha Kayas, the all pervasiveness of the Buddha Kayas, is the means or is the reason to prove that all the sentient beings are endowed with the Tathagata Garbha, and because it is a reason, or it is a reason which is endowed with the three kinds of modes, endowed with the three kinds of to prove that which is to be proved should necessarily be endowed with, should necessarily must have three modes. That kind of reason.
Susum Tama Taya and Dagan Singing the Jabba Chigi. Susum Yimba Taya and Dagan Singing the Jabba Chigi. Yinaya Kajiji Lola Karma Bachida Jam Zoda continue to do the same castle. Sursumba change the things that I am dancing. Sursumba change the things. So, same as a young jump. Karma Bach, the Bachida Jam, the same as a young jump. Same thing here,
So as he was say, as he said that as Rinpoche said already that Rinpoche said that according to Tibetan Buddhist logic or philosophical logic is concerned, any sign or any reason which has the capability to prove the that which is to be proved is said to be a valid reason. A valid reason is very authentic, very valid reason. So now concerning the valid reason concerning the characteristic of the valid reason, there are mainly, although there are several, yes. There are several ways of explanation, several views. In these several views, and mainly there are three. So, and some Tibetan logicians, when they characterize the valid reason, they say that reason which is in which three modes are present is the valid reason. That's the one. Present. And there's not much difference. Only one or two words are different. So it's different, of course, which makes much difference. When you go into deeper. And then the second one says that, according to the second logicians, the opinion of the logician, they say that the reason which instinct, which naturally are, they don't say the presence in it, they say are, three modes is the characteristic of valid reason. Yeah? And the third, that is the according to the seventh Karmapa, Chodak Jamsu, who was one of the greatest logicians. From logical point of view, he was one of the greatest logicians in Tibet. And then seventh Karmapa Chodak Jamsu, and he had written several volumes on the logic, which is well known. And then the Kunchen Pema Karbu, one of the greatest philosopher and logician and great teacher of Pratipa, the Pema Karbu, which means the omniscient white lotus, his name is. So according to these two great men, then when the characteristic of the valid reason is valid reason or authentic reason is Susumba Chen. The reason which is endowed with, yes, three modes, endowed with three modes, yes, endowed with three modes by nature, yes, is the characteristic of the valid reason, or you can say the definition of valid reason. In Tibetan we say characteristic, maybe you can better say definition, when you define, you know. The characteristic of the valid sign. Valid sign is valid reason.
Karma but chuta jamzu sema rigo sema the sema rigong jamzu sir. Sema rigong jamzu de then it just on jaga the sema don't care about the in the time that soja lamb of the two jada one here. Soja lamb of the same.
There were two among the years the great logicians in India in ancient time, and the most renowned one were the first Acharya Dignanga. In Tibetan we call it Lobin Chogyalanga, Acharya Dignanga. And the second one was the most renowned the logician was Acharya Dharmakirti in Tibetan, Lobin Chöda. So Lobin Chöda was the the disciple of Lobin Chogyalambo Dignanga. So Dignanga wrote a text on logic, which is called, the title of this text is Paramana Samuchya. In Tibetan called Sama Kunti. Samakriti. And Dharmakriti, Acharya Dharmakriti, Sri Kitapa interpreted, wrote seven different texts, commentaries on this Pramana Samucha, on the text Pramana Samucha, written by his guru. And these texts, the seven texts in Tibetan, is called, they're known as the Sema Dedun, the group of seven texts on logic. So, normally Sema means, in fact, not logical. It's a valid cognition. Valid cognition. Sema, little word by word, is valid cognition. In the West, many people they translate as logic. I don't know how far it's right. So anyway, and then Karmapa Chodajyamsa, the seventh Karmapa, and he wrote a commentary, a big volume, which combines the explanation of all these seven texts written by Dharmakriti. He explained in one big volume.
Alors,
Et Rupa Kunti n'est pas aimant ce que son Tsemen Tenji. Que donc Rupa Nyingo, c'est du bas qui est là. Tenji n'y a pas de bonheur sur le film. C'est là mon nom.
And then, the great Lama of Rupa Kagiba Kunti Nkama Karpo, the omniscient, the white lotus omniscient, is not. Translation of the name. And he wrote mainly two texts as a commentary on this Ramana, that is the very tradition, and two texts. These two texts are Chidin Rigpin Nyingpo and Tenji Dambi Nyingpo, which means Chidin Rigpin Nyingpo. The general explanation of the essence is the general meaning of the essence of the logic, of logic, the text. And the second one is known as the Jambiyang Bongi, is the ornament of the thought of the magician. So yeah, I forgot the name of to translate the name of the text by Shodak Jamsu, Karmapa, it's called Samarikshung Jamsu, which means the ocean of reason. Rikshung Jamsu.
Rikshung Jamsu. Rikshung Jamsu.
Rikshung Jamsu. Rikshung text.
And the second one is
what? Generally, when we say the Pramana, Sema in Tibetan, what is the Sema in fact? In brief, this? The nature of the Sema or Pramana or the definition is that and the unmistaken cognition is the unmistaken cognition free from errors. Lume means really I translate it as unmistaken by word that cognition which never deceives you. You know, which never deceives you, is the valid cognition of the Sema. So, the valid cognition, what we call the Sema, is also two types of that of direct, the first one is the direct valid cognition, or the direct valid cognition, yes, that is the hearing, the perception is of the sound directly, and the perception of the perception of the sound through ear faculties, you know, without relying on any, we don't need any, rely on any reasoning to, you know, because to perceive them directly, recognize them directly, and then similarly the object, when you see an object directly with our own eyes, sense faculty of eyes, without, we don't need to rely on any reasoning or any proof or any sign, because it is, we have a direct contact. And this kind of cognition, direct cognition, is called the direct valid cognition. And then, concerning this direct valid cognition, it's called Ngosum Sema in Tibetan. Ngosum means direct, Sema means valid cognition. There are four kind of direct valid cognition. So these are the direct valid cognition of the faculty of sense faculties, yes, and the direct valid cognition of mental faculty, yeah, and the direct valid cognition of you know, swasambhaidhan in Sanskrit, call it, Rangrik. Autocognition. The direct valid cognition of autocognizer sense faculties. Eh? Autocognizer is the mind, you know. Yeah. Rangri Mushu. The direct valid cognition of autocognizing mind or autocognizing intellect, intelligence. Then the fourth one is the direct valid cognition of yogi. That means, or the yogic direct valid cognition, you can say. So the fourth one, Rinpoche says that is the direct realizations. The Shiva Thetira was the fourth one, that is the yogic direct valid cognition, is realization of the ultimate truth. So that, you know, the ultimate truth is true, the relative truth and the absolute truth. And this kind of realization, which is a wisdom, arises from the meditation, is a direct, yogic direct meditation. And the person who is in doubt, and however, the very perfect direct valid cognition, is the transcendental knowledge, or the knowledge and the wisdom of Buddha, in Buddha itself. And the Buddha, Rinpoche says, actually, Buddha, when Buddha is, when Buddha who, or Buddha is, when Buddha is presented, presented, yes, in the form of, in the female form, yes, in female form, then it is called Chukuyumchimo, the great Dhammakaya Mama, you know, a deity or so, with the figure.
Oh, Sanje, Yom Chimo, then, oh, Sanje Yina, Sanje Tanje, the Yom Yang.
The great mother Dhammakaya, the great mother of Dhammakaya, is explained, but it says in the gloss, the philosophical text, as being Buddha is by nature. By essence, being Buddha, and also mother of all the Buddhas as well.
And dans les textes philosophiques,
Kemo Lam Haji Kibu Yom Seram, Papa Ye, Yom Kemo Chuchin, Yom Kibu Jum Seng Yotem, Papa Ye Kibu Seram, Papa Ye Kiba Yindi, Yindi Papa, Ranjan Papa, Sansin Papa, Sanjin Papa,
and
Ye Kibu Seram.
And the reason why. The great mother Dhammakaya, or the Chukuyumchimo, is called the mother of all Buddhas because she gives birth, she has given, and she will give. She gives all the time. She gives birth to the four noble beings. She gives birth, actually. She gives birth to all the four kind of noble beings. So these four noble beings are the noble being of the Shravaka, the noble being, noble in the sense realized, is the realized being of Shravaka, the realized ones of Shravaka, and the realized ones of Pratyeka Buddha, the realized being of Bodhisattva, and the realized being of realized one, Buddha.
Some person say, Master, they come to give a yin dog. That and ten said, and you ten and two, my good pair, you came my true of soul. Then one of them say, Master, you came my
true. You see, in Greek, Rinpoche says, what we say the direct valid cognition is the unmistaking. Cognition and cognizant, both, yes, unmistaken. Unmistaken cognition is, you know, which arises independently without relying on any reason, any sign, any means of proof, which arises directly, with direct contact is, the direct contact, that is the
Dari Gwen. Jiva sema the tat Junsin Yang Dakwalati in the Tene Jarza Topo Lord, Jiva sema.
So then, the as Rinpoche said, there are two types of valid cognition, the direct valid cognition, the first one, and the second one, we can say the indirect valid cognition, but the word is not like that. In fact, in Tibet, we say Jiva sema, means that. Inferential valid cognition means that cognition which arises through, not directly, but through, or relying on, you know, or through some sign or some reason, solitary, some reason and means proof.
Mm-hmm.
So this kind of means when a valid cognition comes into existence or the valid cognition arises, that valid cognition is called the japatama, the anumana, we call it in Sanskrit anumana.
Ini jiwa depend dengan si jiwa ngasa tahu tak? Jiwa ngasa tak? Tunggu ni lah sobat tu sukan je, mungkin tu tahu tu je, mungkin mungkin sini. Tapi ini tak latih ni tahu ke? Tak latih ni tahu ke? Ini ngasa tak tu tahu lejung dia tak jiwa ngasa tak tahu keluar tu jiwa semalam. Sehingga lagi sepat.
The basis that the intention valid permission. Arises only, it's possible only to arise through sign and reasoning. That's only means. Because all the hidden phenomena, all the hidden things are understood or are realized, understood, yes, or comprehended through sign and reasoning. For example, like the ultimate state of all phenomena, which is the voidness or emptiness, and the existence of the previous life and the next life, and so on. All these are things are very hidden phenomena, hidden things, which are to be understood through reason, through sign. Mm-hmm. So that knowledge, kind of knowledge, understanding of this. Knowledge is called the inferential knowledge, inferential cognition.
Ta na tsu de sim chin san che la sim chin la di chi nyen bo yo ba ta na tsu ngon sum do tong do yo ma ra te yin du ni ta le sim chin di ba ko bo yo ba si di ba
so therefore he says although all the beings are endowed with the Tathagata Garbha or the Buddha nature however We cannot comprehend it, we cannot understand it, or we cannot realize it directly. So we have to rely on to understand it, to know it. In order to know it, in order to understand it, we have to rely on reason and a sign.
Gyasa kojo tobu lo yinna jiva tsemare. Tsuru sumbati mayinda tense la tente gyasa kojo tobu lo te jiva tanansi.
And then the inferential cognition is also two type of the valid inferential cognition and then the invalid inferential cognition or the seeming, what we call tarnam is the seeming, you know. Seemingly valid cognition. There are two types. So the valid cognition which arises through the three modes, you know, as he mentioned just three modes. He didn't explain yet what are the three modes. Is the valid inferential cognition, and those inferential cognition which arises without the three modes, or any one of the missing, or missing all the three, is the in. Invalid inferential cognition or seeming one.
Yeah, and it's also the carriers and it's also the la. So true, Gita, Doka, Sotango, so true, so many by Gita, so some of the doctors. Then the so true Gita, Doka, then said Inata, so true Gita, Doka, Sonda, Deba. So, if you teach
So these three modes and are the three modes which are the characteristic of the valid reason or the valid sign. These three modes are what we call it Tokyo, Jacob, Tokyo.
So to the
Pelican,
So means in fact what you call the side, you know, direct side, yes. So means the quality. Chokchu is combined, you have to take it and combine together. Together, yes.
Chokchu.
We have to take together. So, whenever you are going to prove something, first you take the subject matter of discussions. That is all the sentient beings, you know? And then you prove all the sentient beings are endowed with Tathagata Garbha. Because then you give the reason. So this reason's presence in the subject matter of discussion, you know, is called the establishment of Pakshi Dharma or Chokshu into that. You know, it's called, should necessarily be found, you know, the reason, yeah, the reason, yes, the reason should necessarily be found in the in the subject matter of discussions. For example, Rinpoche says, the given all the sentient beings are endowed with the Tathagata Garbha because, then you give the three reasons, because the Dharma, the Buddhakaya is all pervasive. So all pervasiveness of the Buddhakaya should necessarily be found in the beings, which you take as a subject matter of discussions, or as discussion, which is you taken as a subject matter, is doubtful, you know. Which means, when we say that Chokchu Chok means the establishment of Chokchu, or the existence of Chokchu, which means Tenzik Chok Chokchu Chupa, he says, which means that Tenzik is the reasoning, the reason or the sign, reason is synonym here, the sign or the reason. Reasons as being quality of the Chokchu, that is subject matter of discussion.
Tetsong Sabi Yete, the Chuchin Ser, Tetsong Sabi Yete, the Tinted the Year Bomb, Pro Bomb, Chapatella, and the Soki Severus, what there was.
So, in brief, Rinpoche says, in simple language, we can say that thing. Concerning which we have a doubt, something to be or something not to be, anything, you know. We have a doubt, and then when you give a reason, then the reason, when you found that reason, presence of that reason in the doubtful thing, the thing that you doubt, then
It's called Chokchu Chupa.
조상 컨트롤할 때 주고 주고 대중이 동일해 생긴지는 인데 동반이 봐 동반이 되는 예생긴 차비창 때문에 단단대서 소리 주고
And here the reason why Rinpoche says that the all beings are pervaded by the body of Buddha, or pervaded by the body of the Buddha, because here this body of the Buddha refers to is the Dharmakaya, yes, Dharmakaya. Dharmakaya is the ultimate truth. Ultimate truth is voidness. So the true nature of the being is also voidness. And so in this way, Dharmakaya and the ultimate truth of the Buddha, the ultimate truth of the beings has connection. They pervade into each other.
Jichab se jyada kandere se na pe na sen jen na chu jen sanje jen nyingbo jen yin de zobu sanje jen chu jen kandro lo se ji ten se go ba tse sen jen de zoi ge chu jen re dehe nyingbo jen yin de se de dehe nyingbo de drizu chu re ta zobu sanje jen chu jen kandro wa de tun so drizu chu dehe nyingbo la yue bang cha pa cha ni jichab se re
So then the second mode is called Jekyab. Jekyab means that literally the reverse way of pervasiveness of the sign again, you know. So when we say all the sentient beings, the given all the sentient beings, subject matter, are endowed with the Tathagata Gaba, is the proposition to be established, and because the body of the Buddha is all pervasiveness, or pervaded in all. Yeah? So then, when you found this all pervasiveness of the Buddha body, the Kaya, Buddha Kaya, in the in the Dubjichu, that is Tathagata Garbha, endowed with the Tathagata Garbha, yes. Endowment of Tathagata Garbha. Mm-hmm. Then, that's called Jekyab. This Jekyab is established here. Jekyab is established here. Yes. In this case also, you have to find necessarily that the sign or the reason necessarily be found in the in the Dubjichu, in the Tathagata Garbha.
Tensek dandor dana tongi renwa. Tensek tongi te drubzu chu dekhi nyingbo la chapa. Dekhi nyingbo te tongi de rangirwa. Tende zosanka na process de dara ma to zosanka de tajin asongwa tongi liya gere. Tongyi te dekhi nyingbo la chapa. Dekhi nyingbo teya tongyi jiran giri derwa, ten di jichab.
So, yes. So in order to establish a jichab, pray that the reason necessary should be found in the thing to be established, in the thing which is to be established, to be proved, yes. Which is to be proved. For example, when we say all the sentient beings are endowed with the Tathagata Garbha because the Buddha Kaya is all pervasiveness, all pervading in all. So this Buddha Kaya's all pervasiveness is the reason. So Buddha Kaya is nothing, but say is the Buddha Kaya, is the absolute truth, that is the voidness, is the emptiness. So this emptiness should necessarily be found in the Tathagata Garbha, the presence, or should pervade or penetrate in Tathagata Garbha, which means should be in.
ते कंडे रेसन दोक्याब से जिते मुंतु मुंतु सो देखे निंबो मेबा ला ताते मेबा मुंतु में सो ले दोकु चाने दोक्याब से रेस
देन द थर्ड मोड
दोना जोसां zhokpa sanje ji chu jokpa thwa te mutun so dekhi nyubo meba la chu jokpa thwa meba tele cho dokpa chan do kha ha yang dok dokhyap se ji te zo san kwa na thwa se se hi ba ta te to anda chu ni re te mutun so dekhi nyubo mutun so de dekhi nyubo meba re Mateso de Hinibo Meba la Zobu Sanji Chuji Kontoa Meba. Mateso the Dobuchan Dokya.
So then the third mode is called Dokya, which means, in fact, this is the reverse, you know. It's unpervasiveness. The reason is unpervasiveness is in the reverse things. So that means that. This sign, that is the all. When you say the all beings are in the all the given all the beings, are endowed with the Tathagata Garga, because the Buddhakaya is all pervasive in all. This all pervasiveness of the Buddhakaya should not be, is not found. You know, when it is not found in the reverse things, in the opposite thing, that is. The absence of Tathagata Gautama. So then the Dokya is established.
The thing is, Dzogchen Ko and Trose Tanaki, but Dzogchen Ko de Chukore, Chukore de Tongi, the Tongi, the Tia Mepe Megat and Yana, the King of Meba Laya, where the Tinder Gamar. Dick up the Tongi de.
So Rinpoche says here, when we say that the Buddhakaya, which is taken as reason here, for the endowment of the so this Buddhakaya is a Dharmakaya. Refers to Dharmakaya. Dharmakaya is voidness and or emptiness. However, one should not misunderstand. We should not understand that Dharmakaya, or that means the voidness. The voidness here is something completely nothingness, like this space, you know, like this space, or the complete nothingness. When you negate something, you find nothing at the finally. You know? Not that kind of nothingness, but this emptiness, voidness, should be understood as the indivisible union of clear light and voidness. Rupa says in pramana or in the valid cognition or logic, what do you call it, the most important things. The most important point is the three modes, what we call the three modes, Chochu, Jechab, Dokyab. These three modes play very, very important roles in logic, in argument, in debates. So Rinpoche says here, he has explained very briefly, as just introduction, very brief introduction of the three modes. In fact, since each of them is explained in great detail, and we need a lot of time for that.
Now, Chorsum, but the Kohlaus and Kohna, Dictin, Chuchin, Metaba Yinti, Jikin, the services, and Kohayina, Tan Jikin, the Chuchin, the Metaba, the Dubsa Chure, Jikin, Metaba, the Dubsa.
Then, the thing is, I'm going to talk about the For example, Rambuddha says these three modes, if you apply in more simple, simple things, which generally we understand very easily. So we can take here the world as a subject matter. We can say the given world or the just the world. The world is impermanent because it is created by cause and the condition. Here the world is subject matter of discussion, which is called Chuchen in Tibetan. And then its impermanent is the Chokchu, the quality or thing which is to be proved, yes, Rubjichu. And then it's created by cause and the conditions, is the reason or sign of reason, whatever you call it. So when the creativeness by cause and the conditions in the subject matter of discussions in the Chuchen, when it's necessary is found, you know, and then the Chokchu is established, and when the established, yes, here this is quite a valid argument, because the creativeness by cause and the condition is found in the world. The creativeness by cause and the condition is found in impermanence, which is to be established. And then the creativeness by cause and the condition is not found in its opposite thing, that is permanent. So in this way the three things are established, all the three modes are established. Three modes are found in this set of what you call argument or reasoning. In this one set of, you know. In this set already there should be three.